Father, thank you for the sheer beauty of Zimbabwe, that it radiates and reflects something so precious of you back to the world. And it truly is Africa's paradise. But the gates of this paradise have been long since breached. We confess to you afresh the selfishness and greed that so greatly marred and distorted the vision of certain leading white supremacists in the British Empire, and all the troubles that this led to. May the cross of Christ come between the sins of the past and the present situation that the nation is facing.
Where people have grown too weary to believe that anything could ever change in Zimbabwe, remind them that you have not been sleeping. Stir up multitudes to seek you on behalf of this beautiful land and the people you love so dearly.
And we're praying for your ongoing work amongst the millions who've been forced to leave Zimbabwe. Wherever they now are, Lord, quicken them in spirit and prepare many of them, those you've been meeting with abroad, to emerge into the fullness of life-imparting ministries. Open doors for those whom you're calling to return home to play a vital role in rebuilding and restoring the nation.
Although hopes have risen swiftly in the past, only to be equally as swiftly dashed, Jesus, we are inviting you to come in mighty power to move the nation on beyond the legacy of despotic dictatorship.
All authority belongs to you. But our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against mighty beings without bodies who are relentless in their bid to impose their control and dictatorship. Thwart demonic bids to impose their control and tyranny. Short-circuit their attempts to wrest and wield power and the riches for themselves, and save Zimbabwe from the tempter's wiles.
Jesus, you have placed so many treasures in the African continent, including Zimbabwe's rich and fertile soil and the precious stones and metals that lie hidden in the ground. Cleanse the land from the stain of violent bloodshed by the blood shed on Calvary. Wash Zimbabwe by your spirit. Restore the souls of men and women and children right across the nation, in families and homes, in workplaces and institutions. Look kindly on this nation, Lord Jesus, and cause it to thrive again. Ease the economic plight and nurture their spirits. Come upon now this one and now that they may turn from the harsher ways that have bedeviled the nation and embrace the one who brings peace to all. Let the song of the Lord and songs of gladness fill the land.
Decade after weary decade, the Israelites were oppressed under Pharaoh's mighty hand. But the day came when you rescued them. And Father, there have been so many who've been waiting for you to send help. You will not turn your back on them now. Forgive every act of injustice and each unnecessary expulsion. Reignite hopes long held and yet deeply suppressed, and dreams that have been repressed beneath the relentless grip of the misery the nation has faced.
Set Zimbabwe free from the mire of outward conformity and soul-destroying corruption. Raise up prophetic voices for you. Keep Marxist powers at bay and prepare the way for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. Shake the land free from the clasp of fear and despair.
Send forth the power of your word. Let it reach right down into the depths of people's hearts. Come in the power of your mighty compassion, and very much as you promised that you'd do for Israel at the time of the end, pour out on Zimbabwe a spirit of grace and supplication.
D divide between soul and spirit, so that you may raise up a people for your own delight. Save the land from present overweights, as well as from deadly impositions from the past.
Redeemer God, shape the events of these days to draw many to seek you more. Inspire such a holy fervour as will cause the fire of God to spread throughout the land and far beyond. Without deluding people into looking for unrealistic promises through the excesses of the prosperity gospel on the one hand, or by compromising, as many are, with an overtly politically correct approach on the other, let the church declare the full counsel of God and present Jesus as he really is, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Let this be a new day in Zimbabwe's journey that enables you to take fresh ground for heaven's kingdom. Let there come such an opening of hearts in Zimbabwe that this becomes but a mighty prelude to a fresh outpouring of your blessings throughout the African continent. Set many nations free across the continent from the stain of intolerant oppression and violent exploitation. Lord, lay a fresh foundation with Christ Jesus himself, the principal, chief and cornerstone.
Amen.